This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Like a Seaver gun and Newman's and some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and
Horn! And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
Start the show!
I'm still winded from going up the stairs.
You're telling
two
me,
hours
don't...
ago.
It's too embarrassed to say anything.
It's just been a day.
Why? What? Talk to me. What's happening?
So all of this anxiety that I've been having.
That's not helping. That's not going to help your anxiety. I'm going to tell you right now.
I mean, it kind of is.
No, it does, yeah.
For me, it is.
Noise heals a broken mind, is what I like to say. Yeah. Excuse me?
It's been a minute since this... Okay, hold on.
You're trying to tell me something?
There she is. I love my Orpa.
Orpa.
You know Orpa, right?
Oh, tell me about Orpa.
Let me tell you about Orpa.
That's what they say in the Greek restaurants when they're selling.
Orpa! Orpa! So Orpa is Oprah Winfrey's real name.
Oh, that's right.
Orpa.
Yeah. And Michael Bolton's real name is Michael Bolotin.
Bullshit.
It is BL. No, I swear to God.
Bullshit.
Orpa and Bolotin.
Bolotin?
Yeah. Bloat, like bloated. And
Bolotin.
Yeah. And he didn't get famous until he changed his name to Michael Bolton. That was the thing that was keeping him from being famous. But Orpa is the same.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Oh, no.
I ordered...
Careful.
This was... I'm used to stuff from the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Delicious stuff.
I'm used to stuff from Mexicans.
Right.
Okay. Delicious.
White folks.
Yeah.
The Italians.
Is this not white folks?
This is an Armenian sparkling water.
Okay.
That we got from a little Armenian food truck.
Yeah.
Cafe. Kind of a bistro.
Yeah.
Like a mini bistro.
Imported from Armenia.
I don't know. I mean, let's find out. Ugh.
But look at the giant ring underneath. I'm
telling you, it's almost like they don't want me to drink it. Because I can't open this fucking thing.
They have different hands there.
They've got... let's see.
No, you can do it. Let's do it. Come on.
No, let's do a whole... Let's do this. It says...
All right, no.
Well... The wrapper is kind of the paper itself is covering all the information.
Oh, okay.
It's like not letting me.
Which I think is illegal. The FDA says you can't cover the.
It says Ararat natural mineral sparkling mineral water.
So it has bubbles.
It has bubbles, and I wanted those bubbles.
Yeah.
But I can't. I want to
know
them.
Once you open it, I want to know the bubble ratio.
It says it comes from the depths of 1,300 feet of a mountain, and it says good life starts with healthy body. Balance your pH level. Don't tell me what to fucking.
So this is naturally fizzy.
Oh my God,
good water
Sherman,
from the mountains.
It says Sherman Oak. It says it's bottled in Sherman Oak. Hold on, I need to find out.
That's super local.
It says. It's too local.
Yeah.
Hold on. It says bottled at Ararat region. And then it says the well. It gives you like a fucking
That's
degree.
So cool.
It gives you the degrees of.
It's collected there in the mountains of Armenia in the well.
Araratian 9.
Flown to Sherman Oak.
Artashat Ararat region, Republic of Armenia. Distributed by Ararat Group USA, Ventura Boulevard, Sherman Oaks, California.
We've driven by that bottling company.
A billion percent.
Times, yeah.
But why can't I open this fucking thing?
You can, I believe in
it. I dare you to open it. I can't do it. Okay, it's those base.
I can't do it.
I was going to say, you're opening. Did you do it?
Yeah, you have to grab the whole thing.
That's what she said.
I know.
Chalky with his baseman hands. Guys, welcome to Dynamic.
You have amazing strong hands.
I don't really. I have. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
The ladies have told me that my hands are very important.
I just started dating a lady. And She said, oh.
That was the wrong button.
I love your soft hands.
Hang on, I wanted it in the cheer.
She
loves your soft hands.
And I said, that's a terrible thing
it's
to tell a man.
Emasculating thing. Yeah.
I said, I swear to God, my fingertips are calloused though, honey. But yeah. Like,
because
yeah.
that's a musician's.
But yeah, maybe
the one
I don't
women
work with
aren't
my
ready
hands
for.
So much, and I'm sorry about that.
Women aren't ready for a musician's hands.
You have beautiful calloused working hands.
Thank you.
Fingertips like Jerry Garcia style fingertips. Look at those.
This is like, dude, Jerry Garcia for real. This is like,
yeah.
This is like year decades of guitar playing, shredding my fingies. Can I tell you on strings that are rusted, covered in my own puke and piss,
blood too.
Absolutely blood. And women aren't ready for it. They're like, what the fuck?
Like, oh, ow.
They're like, hold on now. But I'll tell you. Can I tell you something, Kevin? They're perfect for fingering.
Yeah, like, that's what I was going to ask
coming
you.
Coming in the gym, I'm getting the feeling of coming at home.
So I guess mine are too then, because I too have
and
very
I think
talent.
That's the magic of a musician's hands.
Music makes you a better lover. And more emotionally, mentally, and physically.
So, guys, welcome to the show. I got my boy Chalky. Yeah.
Hi.
And listen, I've only ever known you as Chalky.
Yeah.
You introduced yourself to me as Chalky.
Right, I've been Chalky a long time.
Ooh. But Chalky's like a character, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my performance name.
So,
yeah.
But are you, like, so, I feel like you've never asked me to call you
I don't ask anyone to call me anything.
But why?
I really don't.
But
I don't care.
So if I called you by your real name.
Yeah, which you can because we're friends.
But do you like that? Do you prefer? What do you prefer?
This is a great question.
I need to know
this about you. And I've never talked
about
this in public before.
Well, everybody knows you as
Chalky. People who are my friends close to me call me by my real name and who don't know that I like. Because, you know, you have friends that don't know what you do in life.
Oh, a billion percent.
My parents have no idea. Yeah. What I do musically, for any professionally, like
what
anything.
Do you tell your parents you do?
I tell, I'm like, I play music, Dad. Oh, yeah? Are you in a band? Well, no, I haven't been. But anyway. And then my mom's always like, yeah, he works with computers that for my day job. You know, it's like.
That's okay. That's what old people say about
I've stopped caring and stopped trying.
Yeah.
But it's hard to explain to people like my family and people that know me not as a musician, like, hey, I'm Chalky, by the way. But so I don't like my real name, which is Corey, because it's so 80s. It's like very.
It is, yeah. But I think that's part of the charm. Okay. Like,
yeah, and you can call me Corey because we're homies. But anyone can call me Corey. But I like when I'm in public and people are like, "What's up, Chalky?" Because it makes me feel like I've made it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Never had a nickname that has stuck. Ever.
Right. Well, yeah. Let's go through your nicknames that you've tried to make happen.
So I didn't try to make any nickname happen. Right. And you can't really. Like, was Chalky given to you, or did you create Chalky?
No. This. So it was like
this
when
is
I
important.
When I first started making music, it was like solo music on a computer by myself. It was like in the time of like IDM music, like Aphex Twin and stuff.
Yeah. Whoa,
so all the California people were having weird little like glitch names. Like,
oh, sure.
Like I had a friend named Spreck and a guy
Razor.
Named Twerk. Yeah, like clips and poops
yeah,
and plops.
Pixel.
Yeah, Pixel. There was 700
Too
pixels.
Too many pixels.
In Glendale alone, there were 700 artists named Pixel.
What about Dead Pixel?
There's got to be 90 bands called
Dead
Pixel.
Let's try to find.
Let's go on Bandcamp and listen to Dead Pixel.
Let's not find. Well, should we look for Dead Pixel?
Band.
Okay, Bandcamp. Let's go to Bandcamp. Okay, because I was going to say.
Google Dead Pixel Band, because maybe one's on Reverb Nation or something.
Oh, not on Bandcamp. It's just Google? Okay, so let's do.
Dead Pixel Band.
Well, see, that's the thing, because wouldn't it have a 3 in it or some
yes,
shit?
Yes, yes, that's right, that's exactly.
And like some weird symbol. Yeah. Oh.
You have to keep your finger on the E for.
This is why I could never do music.
Because it's hard to Google?
Well, because it is hard to Google. We could talk about that too, because it is hard to Google, but not for us. No. Because we grew up pre-internet.
Yeah. Web crawler, baby.
We were alive when they were figuring it out.
Alta Vista.
I just texted you a Dead Pixel song.
Okay, but, okay. But that's the way to find it. This is okay. So I only have ever done comedy music.
Right.
I've never even written a song for a girl.
That's amazing.
Well, actually, that's not true. I did write one. I've only ever written one song for a girl. Have you written a song for like a girl, for someone? You've written a song for someone?
Yeah. Only when it's, yeah, no, I have.
Okay, but
I was going to say when it's too little, too late, I usually, oh, I go better write that song.
Okay,
but.
So all the best musicians I know, which includes you, dude. For
well,
sure.
You are like, I think of you as like the upper dude, echelon of musical talent that people.
Then I've faked
like,
you.
You're like,
I've pulled
no,
the
no,
wool
no.
over your
you're
eyes.
One of the top one percentile of people no I've way. Met. Anyway, but thank you. I appreciate that.
You're so sweet.
I and swear to God. His singing voice?
Well, I do love singing, and I do know that I can carry it too.
And it touches me even when you're doing comedy music. Your voice touches me.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And I do have a love for music and I love it so much, but I just can't write serious music.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't have like a name like Dead Pixel because
that's so stupid.
Even back then it felt disingenuous and like cringy, you know? Like I don't know if I was just some like too up my own ass.
I've always hated when bands took themselves too seriously. Silly.
But can't you? Because like what I was gonna say is all the best musicians I know personally have had a serious music time in their life,
right?
Where they tried to make serious music, but I have not.
I haven't.
And
either.
I think that's what stopped me from breaking through the barrier of weird, funny music.
Right.
Because I never tried to make serious music in my younger years. Did you ever try?
Oh, right into... Ow! You're trying to make the most serious point you've ever made on the show. That ARP synthesizer, boing, 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 boing. Look, no, you know, I did. Yes, I did. When I was younger. And when I was so,
sorry,
I thought I was so, just water.
Go ahead,
just,
I'm sorry. It is just
and
water,
it is
isn't it?
Water from a well.
Oh, and distributed in our, in Sherman Oaks. I'm sorry. Luckily, you didn't get any good.
Nothing, stuff. Yeah. I did try to make serious music when I was younger. And I quickly learned that it's like, I'm kind of incapable of just, I like to listen to it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I love serious music.
Yeah, I love
it's
to listen to
is.
It, but I don't, I relate to you on that on a lot of ways. I think me and you like a lot of the same kind of music.
Totally.
And
but it's like, because I know that you are self-deprecating in a lot of your art, and so am I. Like, a lot of my, like, best stuff has a, this is going to be stupid and bad.
Yeah.
But I hope you like
but
it.
But we love stupid.
It has a disclaimer of, I suck at this, but I'm going to try it. Like I, and that part doesn't need to be there. And I think that is the root of not being able to take yourself seriously in the sense of like, I mean, I don't know if it's the same for you, but for me, it's like, if I tried to write a serious song, it would feel cringy to myself. And I think it comes from the like, insecurities, right?
100%. Yeah, if we're gonna get like
we
get therapy
deep, we
speak
deep,
about
yeah.
it, like that is
find some good therapy.
That is 100%. It is
right.
Is like well,
tell,
no, it's
tell
it's,
me.
It's what it's also what we're playing to our strengths.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
realize
for
this
sure.
is what I'm good at. Like I probably wouldn't be great if I was really really deep and serious and dressed nicely on stage.
I know.
I mean, like I wouldn't be good at it, but. And also, what spoke to us as kids, or what spoke to me at least, and I think you a little bit, was like stuff like Devo.
Dude, seeing Devo in Revenge of the Nerds,
right,
was like, or seeing them do
the guy
Devo
dressed as Devo, yeah. But
in Revenge of the Nerds was my first, might have been my first. Because
they're very high concept and high art, but also very low.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's a way in where I can kind of be artistic.
Yeah.
And but I could see I could do that.
Right.
And I'm like, I could do that. I could be like lowbrow high art and figure that out.
Yeah.
But I can't figure out high art, just high art.
Well, and all along our lives, we've seen peppered things like that. Like we've seen weirdos make it big.
Yeah.
Or at least weirdos break the barrier of like struggling artist.
Yeah. Oh, you know, one that comes to mind to me really like when we first saw him and he was on the scene, every lyric was silly and about poopy farty stuff, and then he got really serious, and I was like, oh my god, that was
this?
Beck, right? Don't you think?
Oh, for sure.
Beck started like, I'm a silly weirdo, and then he got really
Isn't
serious.
Is Beck like a fucking straight, like a big time Scientologist?
I think he's distancing himself, but his mom is like, he's one of those people who were born into it, like his family. Is.
Yeah,
I could talk about that shit.
Yeah,
but,
right. Like you know, because dude, okay, so, dude, we could talk for so long. We need to do more stuff together.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I'll make that happen. I just moved back to LA not too long ago, so.
Okay, so.
You know what? Every time, and I've been going out, and I see you, and it makes me so happy.
Dude.
So I think the good Lord, Hashem himself, is trying to put us together.
Dude, and the thing is, it feels like the universe is bringing us together. Yep. Because the audience has no idea who the fuck you are, maybe. Maybe at least you've brought in your weirdos that may be listening to this because they love you.
Thank you.
You have your, what do you call your follow? Because you're a space, you're from space.
Let's come up now with a name for my fans.
Yeah, you don't have one?
No.
You should call them like.
I don't know.
Base,
like, chocolates, like chick.
Oh,
chocolate,
chocolates! Like chocolate.
I was going to say like chicklets, but no, chocolate is a thing, actually. Okay, maybe like that.
Chocolates.
I'll table that.
But your whole thing is like, so, okay, let's back up a little bit. I want the Dynamic Banter audience to get a dose of who you are, and I want them to be blown. I want you to blow them. I want you to make them come.
All right. So hi everybody. My name's Chalky. I'm a solo act artist, performer, musical performer, and I do this act where I'll come out in a cape because I play funk music, and when you're funky, that's what you're supposed to do is come from outer space and wear a cape. So I do that. I play bass and I play slap bass with a envelope filter on it, so it sounds really like
wow,
so
like,
it sounds like Bootsy Collins, right?
I can feel it in my bowels.
Thank you. And
I feel this bass in my poop.
Thank you.
Is like that's vibrating in my body.
So the music is very bass heavy and funky, and the lyrical content. I've synced through a vocoder, so it sounds like a robot.
It's incredible.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Steve. You're the best.
My brain. It gives me. It massages my brain.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to do. So, but there's also some funny elements to it, some sample based and noisy elements like Steve does here. So I hope to have a real fun show if you ever see me. But that's who
you
I
have
am.
To see it.
And I started playing music a long time ago, and I met Steve in a club when he was in an act, and he was very his act was so funny and amazing and musically high level, and this was over 15 years ago.
It must have been 15 more years ago.
And I was like, wow, this kid has got it.
Well,
so that's when we met.
Okay. You're so sweet. Like I love that. I'm like, tell me who you are, and it turns into you complimenting my band and me.
Well, I've been doing this a long time now, you know?
Well, that's why, like, I really want to dig in because Kevin's like, what was it?
Yeah.
So me and my friend Isaiah,
mm-hmm,
came up with this band called Christmas Surprise.
Mm-hmm. Bloom, 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 simply having. sorry. I will never dictate the samples again.
No, no. Honestly, dude, you are an artist I respect with good timing and good comedic timing. So you are allowed. But me and Isaiah, we did this Christmas Surprise thing, and it was just like Simon and Garfunkel, but they got hit in the head real hard.
They were like from the Netherlands, I think, was their characters.
Well,
they would wear really chunky like sweaters.
It was like Isaiah was like almost like the caretaker of my character.
Right.
So
you were the
my character's name was Sven, and his name was Julius.
Yes.
Julius Sprint, the third. And mine was Sven Gottschalk.
Yeah.
And it was like I was this weird Norwegian, hard to tell what country. I haven't even done the voice in like fucking 10 years. And Isaiah was like very much like
Yeah, he like
Garfunkel,
or like yeah, he, but like at the time, like Elliott Smith was around, like that was the music going on in LA.
It so wasn't this.
No, it wasn't.
We were breaking the rules.
They were playing very beautiful guitar, and but these lyrics were out. And then yeah, you're bringing because I gotta tell you, they would come in, go and walk on stage
to people, a regular show,
crowded places. People would be like, yeah, regular rock show,
like rock show.
People would go, what the fuck is this? And you would, they would blow the whole club away every time. They knocked people out. Yeah, you knocked the people out.
People didn't like, know what happened.
It was incredible. It was an incredible performance.
Well, thank you, man. And so we had this gig at the Universal Bar and Grill.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
legendary shit.
Well, yeah, what do you know? Like, tell me. I want to know all your
little... It's a pay-to-play scam, isn't it?
It must have been.
Yeah, well, not then. Not back then.
Not then.
Now
but is it still a thing?
Oh, it's it's right there. It's right next to Forever Dog Podcast.
Same video. Place?
Same place,
okay,
yeah.
So... This is like what, 2002 or something like that?
Yeah, post 9/11, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And
the new world.
We were like, it was. We were like really excited to do a show at the Universal Bar and Grill as our dumb thing. I don't even know how it happened. And I go to perform there, and that's where I meet this handsome gentleman.
Oh, okay, that was there.
That's
okay,
where we met, dude.
Okay, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I believe you, yeah.
And I mean,
I would think I was probably playing in a serious band, is what was happening.
No, you had your fucking setup, dude.
Oh, I was doing Chalky, okay.
And you were doing Chalky because you introduced yourself as Chalky. Cool. Maybe it wasn't the Universal Bar.
No, it was, because I remember, I think it was, because I think I was wearing a Back to the Future The Ride shirt, which because we were right next to Universal Studios.
And
wow,
dude,
memories, right? Float coming. Wow.
I'm hearing like, is it from my toys?
Yeah.
It's totally my toys.
Oh, good job.
Okay.
You were so good at killing that dead air, by the way. I remember.
Wait a minute. Do you remember we used to have this problem? It was like the exact thing. The heart of rock and roll is still beating, and from what I've seen, I believe. What? Wait. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it shouldn't hang off the.
That helped.
There's just too much fucking shit. Here's the thing, man. Mike has been gone for like 3 months.
We miss you. I thought I was going to meet him today. Like, dude, I'm pretty disappointed.
Honestly, I am too, because I think you'd love him and you guys would really get along.
I hope you're doing good out there, Mike.
He's doing great.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Killing it out there.
But dude, we've been working hard.
Good job. Get up to Kevin, by the way.
Kevin, in Kevin's new place, this setup it gives me anxiety.
Okay.
Because Mike's studio is just like set up.
Yeah.
We just get in there. I plug a few things in. We're ready to go. When we're here, it's like, fucking know what this plan is.
Deep breath. I remember meeting you.
Let's bring the music up because you're right. Deep breath.
I remember not meeting you. I remember being with you at some point because I tried to get in on other as many shows as I could because I loved watching them. And I remember doing a show with you, and there was this club in Venice, California, where the bartenders were hot women and they dressed up like nurses.
Oh my God. Dude.
Which would never fly today.
Definitely not. And I'm almost certain they were probably forced to wear those.
Yeah, they did not want to wear
those. That was not a choice.
No. And and the guys that ran the place were kind of scummy.
Scummy boys. Yeah. Wait a minute. Scummy guys in the early 2000s?
Indie sleaze. Anyway, I remember you in a chunky. In a chunky sweater, and me in like some sort of spacesuit, sitting there with like, while these like hot nurses are around. Like, this is very weird. My life choices are very weird.
Well,
right now.
I, you know, I really loved doing it, and when I saw your shit, because you were doing that Prince. I remember that Prince song.
Yeah, that's my staple.
You do an incredible
I just love doing that song. Yeah,
and
when
it's,
you were mine,
dude,
it's
and it's so good. And
thank
honestly.
You.
Whenever I hear it, I think of you and your version.
Thank you.
Because it's so fun and crazy and weird and silly, and your bass is just cooking.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That means a lot.
But that was my first.
My goal is to erase Prince from from the conversation.
No one remembers Prince. Come on. Who's Prince?
Did you ever get to see Prince live?
I didn't, man.
He did like 25 shows at the Forum that 1 month. You remember?
No,
it was amazing. So
dude,
cool.
Dude, I like really disconnected from like music for too long.
Really?
Because, well, what I was going to say was like, when I was doing the Christmas surprise thing, I was like, well, this is what I want to do. I want to make weird music. And like Tenacious D was like,
yeah.
They were
just starting, yeah.
And Flight of the Conchords was like coming up soon.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think we could get in on this like weird musical comedy thing before anything really gets oversaturated. And it still didn't. Like, no, I think it literally was Tenacious D and Flight of the Conchords like for the past like 40 years or something.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. That's a lot. But Richard Cheese is in there and like, there's a bunch of fuckers in there. Like, obviously Weird Al.
But there's not a bunch. There's a handful.
There's not a bunch. And so it felt like there was a possibility of getting into that scene.
There's that dude that did the special at home that got really famous.
What's that? Oh, yeah, that guy. Dude, what happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Did he get canceled?
Probably, I don't know.
Remember, you know who we're talking about? The guy that made that whole special during the pandemic, and he made music.
And he's like, I'm making this alone at home.
Yeah, I did it alone. No one helped me. Burnham, yeah.
I think he's very successful still.
Is he? Did he get canceled? No. I haven't heard shit about
Bo Burnham.
I think
he won multiple awards.
He's still around?
That's
so funny. He's still around?
It's Bo Burnham.
What's he doing these days?
Tons of things. Oh, what? My God.
Wait,
really?
But what is he doing since he did that?
Probably in the director.
Oh, probably, you said. So you don't know. We don't know. I forgot his name. I legitimately forgot his name.
But that's a musical guy, I was thinking.
Yes, who does funny songs.
Yeah,
and we
song.
Got Mark Rebier.
Oh, that guy's huge.
He's so good.
Reggie Watts. Yeah,
and so there is like a comedy scene, but it's like small and there aren't many folks in it. And, you know, comedy, the internet exploded comedy. Like, you used to be able to like make a very pointed comedic thing and it would find its audience.
Right.
And it would be like a mass audience. And now it's like comedy's everywhere. Like every type of comedy you can think of.
Too much.
Exists.
Maybe.
And so you're being pulled in all these. Yeah, I would say too much. And you're being pulled in all these directions. And so it's hard to know what funny will work. And you kind of just have to find your pocket of the world of people that think your weird shit is funny. And so when I was doing the Christmas surprise thing, I was like, we could really do this. And then we did it for like a year. And I was like, there is zero money in this.
Yeah, there's no. I don't make any money ever.
And I respect it, dude. Because if I had stuck with it, I would have a really solid show like you have, I think.
Thank you.
I'd be able to do this show. And I know you do. You do so much shit, dude. I've never written a list of things that I want to talk to a guest about until you.
But I got
so many things I want to talk to you about.
Let's do it. But I got to say, you have found a path to performance that is successful
for sure.
To you and an audience. So
music from it for some reason. It makes me sad.
I think the people that are fans of you are fans of the musical aspect
of
you too.
Sure. I mean, the DNA is there.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. That's what it is. Like you can't escape it is what I'm saying. You're a fucking lifer.
It's totally there. And Mike too. Like Mike was a musician, like a touring musician. Mm-hmm. And the music's in him. And when we do the show, you can tell there's a lot of music shit in
there's
there.
There's a musical dynamic to the banter here.
Well, and
a melodic beat.
It's been a minute, but Mike and I, you know, we would do little like toy shows and when we would do our live shows, Dynamic Banter, we would open with like weird music opener. And it's like he's got his looper thing and I've got these toys and shit. But anyway, so I want to spam risk. Should we answer this?
Yeah, you should. If it's just one of those silent ones that don't say
hello?
Anything, why did they do that? There's something going on here. I want to tell you really quick about this. You went to an Armenian store for
it
this
was a
water.
Beast. It was like a truck.
Oh, it was a truck.
It was like
you know the most successful Armenian store in Los Angeles is called John's, right? Do you
Wait,
know John's
the
Vons,
with a, the yeah, Vons like
with a,
John
with a J?
It's and still around.
Yeah, they're everywhere and they're great. You could get like beer from imported all around and all these Armenian.
And it's cheaper than the
cheaper.
Big boy shows.
But you know, it's a guy who bought a bunch of Vons stores and just changed the V to a J.
I remember that being kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
It was like, is this guy gonna get sued?
Have you heard about his new business venture?
Don't tell me.
It's called Jalbertson's. Anyway, okay, ask me what you want to say. Ask me what you want to ask.
You piece of shit. That's pretty good.
Thank you. You can have that one. Jowls, Drader Joe's, you can do whatever.
I'm going to open my Drader Joe's. Droll Foods.
Dollar General.
Jewel Foods. Jewel.
You can't really do Sprouts, right?
But anyway, Sprouts. No, it doesn't work. But anyway, but then I saw you do your Prince thing, and yeah. I loved it.
Thank you.
It's so good, and I love that you still do it. Love that you still do it.
Thank you.
I don't want you to ever stop.
There's new stuff, Which, but also I want to do
the new stuff too. The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins is a newer one.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know how long you've been doing it.
No, I got hired to play a Star Trek convention, and I'm like, I better do something.
Dude,
so, yeah.
It's just, I love all your shit, and I remember thinking, like, dude, I could probably, if I stuck with the Christmas surprise thing, I could probably do a tour with Chalky and get some other weirdos and do some like weird shows.
I gotta tell you, that's what keeps me in it is not, you know, the mind. And I admire your trajectory so much to your path to performance.
Man.
And it's really cool to see you, you know, get where you are now. It's like, oh yeah, I got it before you guys. I'm glad people get it. But what keeps me going is live performance and like feeding off audience
and working with weirdos.
And I like traveling and
playing
shitty places. Like it's to a fault, because like I've definitely been in relationships where they're like, you're how old and you still want to play like dive bars? And I'm like, yeah,
but
that's your life. This is your life. And I'm like, yeah, it's what I want
to
do.
But you don't let that get to you. You don't let that
well,
get
no,
to
it's,
you.
I'm never going to change, you know? I'm like, I'll give you a baby, but well, I'm still going to play in Minnesota.
But see, that's what I love about you is like, I've always wanted to like sit down with you and just pick your brain because.
Okay.
I know you've done crazy shit. Like, you've been around and you know all the weirdos in LA. Like, you're the most connected to the coolest scenes.
Thing. Okay, if you say so.
Dude,
I feel like a reject a lot of the times in LA.
Are
you
kidding
me,
dude? You do your John Waters thing, like the thing you did with John. Like, you were on a billing with John Waters.
Yes, yeah. Every year, actually.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's not
That's the Mosswood Meltdown in Oakland, which is an amazing festival.
What is that?
John Waters hosts it every year. The B-52s are playing it this year.
Where is it?
In Oakland. But I always host the... We broadcast it live, so I always host the Twitch feed for it.
Really?
Yeah, so that's
what
that is.
I should go to this.
I'll get you on the list, fool.
Dude, you always... Whenever I see... Okay. So... When I met you, I was like, this guy's fucking awesome. I love this guy. And then I didn't see you again for like 7 years.
I moved to the Bay Area for 15 years.
But we connected on social media and I saw that you lived in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And I was like, this motherfucker's doing the coolest shit in San Francisco. Like, just give us some of the shows you were doing in San Francisco. Like, what is some of the weirder, funner stuff you did there?
Okay, well, yeah, I do the John Waters thing every year.
So that's when it started, and when you were in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I performed there, and then they asked me to be the live host for the web feed. And I'm like, oh hell yeah, you know, I'm in characters, Chalky, interview bands and stuff, and then go, all right, here's this band. It's fun. It's free if you can't make it to Oakland.
That's crazy.
Yeah, B-52s are playing
for
with
free.
Egyptian Lover, Hunks and His Punks. It's going
to
be great.
Aren't they doing like a farewell or something?
Yeah, this is supposed to be their farewell, but I think it's
is
like
this
one
part
of, the,
of it.
I think this is like a Kiss thing where it's going to be like a 10-year farewell.
Honestly, I hope so, because I've seen so many classic bands, like, you know, whatever. Just name that. Like, name some of the, like, who am I thinking of? Of course, now
the
I
who.
Can't think of anybody. No, okay, not the Who. Did you see the fucking Who?
I haven't seen the Who in a long time.
I'm talking like Joan Jett. And
okay,
like,
yeah.
Some of the, like, Joan Jett would do a show with like all these other like,
yeah,
that era of artists.
Oh, I love those, like the 80s nights.
Yeah, like 80s.
Yeah,
like,
the Oingo Boingo guys do it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's like a bunch of weird, cool shit like that.
Yeah.
But dude, I mean, like,
I've
B-52s I've yet to see, and I really want to see them so bad.
I do that. I mean, I've I've toured a little bit with this guy named Weird Paul, who, if you know Weird Paul.
I have no idea who that is, but it makes sense.
He's so great.
I love that.
There's this woman I love who I played a lot with named the Space Lady. Oh, she's amazing.
Dude, what
she's
the
from
fuck?
Outer space. You would love the Space Lady. She's amazing.
Do you still keep in touch with these folks?
Yeah, yeah, totally. I've opened up for Berlin a couple times.
Wow, see, Berlin I've seen.
Fishbone, the Oingo Boingo former members I've played with a
dude,
lot.
Dude, Fishbone. So we... I don't know if you know this, but I talked Fishbone because we talked about Chalky. So I talked about that show on the show that you put on at the bowling alley in the Van Nuys.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, you did? Why did I miss that episode?
It was a while back. Yeah, yeah, but it was like right after
It was my birthday last year.
It was your birthday.
Cinco de Mayo.
And it had some of the Fishbone boys.
Yeah, yeah.
But which was a different
Angelo.
Band.
Yeah, it was Angelo the singer's solo band, right?
But it had some of the Fishbone.
I can't afford
folks
Fishbone.
In
it. They did, yeah. I can't afford Fishbone.
But it was like
to play the bowling alley in Van Nuys.
And your friends that flew from Japan.
Yeah, they're playing my birthday this year,
too. Are you fucking serious? Yeah. And that is the spaghetti in the...
It's ramen. They're from Japan, you guys.
Well, I don't know. It didn't taste like ramen
when I got it.
Are you kidding me? She put it in my mouth.
Oh, my God. Those are the electric machine gun hits.
She was feeding it to everybody in the crowd. Did you miss that? I was like, fuck it. Let's go. It tasted like clay.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It was not ramen. I'll tell you that. If it was once ramen, it was years ago at that point. But I was telling people on the show about that, and that was your birthday.
Oh, cool.
And so now the audience has a little bit of context.
Well, they have a chance to go get the same spaghetti, clay spaghetti in their mouth.
Ramen, quote unquote.
Yeah.
At the same venue?
No, I'm playing Cantor's Kibitz Room this time.
I've never seen you at Cantor's, and I didn't even know you could perform there.
Yeah, they have. It's a dump. It's the best dump, though. It's my favorite place.
There's another life in my
life.
Life. There's an Everything Everywhere All at Once universe.
Yeah.
Where I'm at all those fucking shows.
Listen, you can't do everything. You can't go to everything.
No, I can't.
FOMO is a silly concept. No, don't be sad about it. Be happy.
You think it is a silly concept?
Yeah, I think FOMO is a silly concept because if I can't go to something, I just can't go to it. Right. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
It just disappears anyway.
Yeah, it just disappears anyway. It's fine.
Okay.
And also, there's nothing like not going to something and staying at home. It's so satisfying.
And there's nothing like a Mountain Dew, ice cold Mountain Dew. I don't even know why I said that.
I had the Sour Patch Kids Oreos yesterday.
What?
They were so good. I highly recommend them.
Which episode is this? What number?
411.
411?
100 away from 311.
Sorry, I guess the date is what I'm asking. Is this the 26th?
Oh, we'll miss. Okay, yeah.
May 3rd? So 26th was Will's.
My birthday was great. You guys missed it. It was
May
awesome.
3rd. Okay, so we got a Squarespace. Okay, we got to do the ads really quick.
Oh, I love this. This is my favorite part of the show.
We're at the 30-minute mark. It's what? It's there's got to be something, huh? Yeah. Kevin wants a little variety right now.
I just want music.
Something in the way
she moves.
Okay.
You like that one or you want this one?
That's kind of nice.
So I don't really read the comments too often because...
Oh, I'll read them to you.
But sometimes I'll sneak in there on the YouTube channel and I'll see that there have been people asking like, where can I get that track?
Oh.
And I made this.
You
this
did?
Was made on one of these little guys.
This is gorgeous. This is like Steve Reich, Philip Glass.
You think so?
Like, I love listening to new age 80s stuff and you got that wheelhouse.
Dude, well, I never used to sample stuff and these little guys are samplers. And so I've been in like the sample game a little bit. I got that Teenage Engineering KO2.
I want to hear this in the club. Like,
dude, right? Yeah. Like, okay, I'll put some more together. Mike asked me to put music, make some music for the show using the KO2.
And then sell it for $99.
It's hard for me to put it out there. I'm not ready yet. It's not perfect.
Put it under an assumed name.
Yeah, maybe that's the move. All right. Guys, I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank Kevin, Leah, Josh.
Thank you, Leah, Josh.
Chalky, our guest.
Thank you, Chalky.
Mike Falzone, who's not here right now. And all you listeners. And I want to thank Squarespace.
Girl.
Girl. Hold on here. I don't have access to my toys. Where's my toys? What's happening?
Lo-fi beats to study to. Pair of Jankos back there I could put on.
Oh, that's nice.
Can I do some quick square space slam poetry over this? Look, a lot of sites have come and gone, but there's only one. It's called the Squarespace. It's called the one. You gotta make your site on Squarespace. Yo, in your face. It's Squarespace in your face. What? Come on. Break it down. They got the options, they got the features, and you know, this is Mother Nature saying you got to use Squarespace to make your web page and everything.
Squarespace is your go-to service for starting your own website. You want your stuff out there looking professional. You want to tell somebody, go to blahblahblah.com to find out what you're up to, because that's cool.
Yeah, it's so much cooler than saying, go to my Facebook.
Yeah, oh, check out my Insta.
Look at my Insta.
No way, brother. You want to be a professional? You go to squarespace.com. You consider getting yourself an award-winning website. I'm talking about places for people to buy stuff, places to put photos and videos, links, a shop.
You can drop the shop API right in there. They make it super easy. I love Squarespace.
It's insane how easy it is. Yeah. If you want to sell some goods, if you want to advertise your services, whatever. It is the place to go to start your website. Get your art out there. Get your stuff out there. Chalky, as an artist.
Yes.
You know how important it is to have a hub.
Yeah, your bio, your pictures.
Everything.
Hey, press, here's the pictures. Come grab them.
Like, who is this guy?
Yeah, they don't have to dig through your Instagram. So lame.
Are you kidding me? No. What, and then what? You're going to find pictures of you and your mom in there? It's like, that's not professional.
And it's the wrong size, the Instagram.
And it's
1080 by 1080? What is that? What is that?
No one's going to know what you do.
Get to the point. Use a Squarespace site.
Of course not.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Get a Squarespace.
Of course.
And that, I'm saying get a Squarespace website, because you go to squarespace.com, you check it out, you get the free trial, you try it out.
Free.
Maybe you like it. Maybe you don't. That, we're not going to talk about that part. But if you like it, you go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Slash banter.
That's right. That's right, squarespace.com/banter. Once you've gone to squarespace.com for the free trial, check it out, try it, see if you like it. And guess what? If you're looking to make a website, you're going to like it. It's easy. You can do it from your phone. So go to squarespace.com to get that free trial, and then go to squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Woo! A little Richard Gere there.
I loved it. You've seen that Alice in Wonderland. Was he in an Alice in Wonderland?
The Shelley Duvall one.
That's the one. Yeah. Do you like that one?
Love that one.
You've seen it a bunch?
Is ZZ Top in it too, I think, maybe?
That's not the one that has Carol Channing, is it?
I haven't seen it a bunch.
No, the Carol Channing.
I need to rewatch
different.
All the fairy tale theaters.
But you love Carol Channing.
Or do I love Carol Channing?
Who doesn't love raspberries? I love it because
I got to get more into Carol Channing. But
jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never jam today.
I'm not a big Broadway guy, but she's in that movie with she did that sound the movie with Groucho, and he's on acid, and Harry Nilsson, called Skidoo. Whoa. Skidoo. Yeah, Skidoo.
The movie's called Skidoo.
Yeah, not you... nobody. It's a situation where it's not as good.
Write this down, Kevin.
It's not as good as it is on
like
paper.
Like Heartbeeps.
Yeah, you or the Popeye cartoon. Or the, you know, dude, like, the Popeye movie.
That Popeye. Oh, like, man.
Everyone you love is involved. Nilsson, Van Dyke Parks, Robin Williams, Robert Altman, Shelley Duvall.
They're all connected.
But have you gone to that? Have you gone to Malta and gone to that Popeye amusement park?
I want to. I do want to.
Just to fly to Malta just for that.
Because I have a love-hate relationship with that Popeye movie. Because I love the music so much.
Listen, yeah, I know you have this, but to your listeners, your viewers out there, the Harry Nilsson demos.
Dude,
so
I was going to.
They're good. They're good.
I was like, should I talk about the demos? And I'm like, we'll go on forever about it. But those demos for Popeye are so good.
Have you been to the lair of the Hollywood vampires at the Rainbow Room?
Dude, what are you talking about? I love
Nobody
it.
Knows about this.
What is this?
Real quick. Okay, super quick. Super quick. Because we got some ads to do.
We got ads. Right. We got one more ad.
You walk upstairs. You go to the Rainbow Room on Sunset Boulevard. You walk upstairs. Then there's a bar upstairs and back. And then you walk up another thing. And there's a little tiny hidden room. And there's a sign on it. And it says, Lair of the Hollywood Vampires. President Alice Cooper, Vice President Mickey Dolenz.
What the fuck?
Chairman.
Not a vampire type person.
Chairman Harry Nilsson, Treasurer John Lennon, and then like Comptroller.
Wait,
Keith Moon. This was their hideout where they would hang out during that lost weekend period.
Yeah.
And you could look up pictures, like Google Lair of the Hollywood Vampires, and there's pictures of them just partying in there, and like you feel the ghost.
Have
in
you
there.
Been in there?
I been go there all the time. So every time I have a friend in LA, I'm like, I gotta take you this rock and roll.
What do they do up there?
Nothing. You just hang out in there and sit.
It's just another room to hang out in.
Yeah, but the original sign is there, and like you could feel it. And last time I went in there, there was some white powder on the table. I think it was ghost. I think it was ghost coke.
It was ghost coke.
But I recommend, check it out. It's crazy. Okay. After he does a line.
He's doing a line the whole. Someone animate that for me, please. I want to see it so bad. I don't know where anything is on this thing anymore.
I'm warning you.
All right. So let's talk about MeUndies. Yum 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 yum. MeUndies, not you.
MeUndies.
The thing about being a guy is
so hard.
We're pretty much stuck with what we got, appearance-wise. Male makeup? What? To go along with our powdered wigs?
Stupid.
Our suspenders? A pec push-up bra? These titties? What would the bros say?
I could use one.
Ow,
don't
fuck
do
me.
That. Yeah, it hurt looking at you do that.
I ripped my nipple off.
Ouch.
Oh, shit. You got a Band-Aid?
Mine are so sensitive. That hurt looking.
I'll just flick my nipple off. Ow, that fucking hurts.
Oh, pick, it's falling out the shirt. Pick
oh,
it up.
God, get it. Catch it.
The cat's
it's
eating
running.
It.
It's running away. It's got little feet.
It's like a pepperoni.
Ah, fuck me, dude. That bit wasn't good. Meggings. What about Meggings?
That's funny.
Finally, MeUndies is unveiling their latest gifts to help men feel big. We're talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy.
Oh.
You heard about this? This is new technology. And I'll tell you, I'm cooking up an idea.
I'm listening.
Okay? Yeah. Listen, get close, kids. I'm cooking up an idea that I want to pitch to MeUndies. And, you know, it's something, we'll work on it. I'll figure it out. I'll talk to, maybe I shouldn't even have brought it up.
But I'm happy to give you notes on the idea.
We'll talk about it after the ad. How about that? MeUndies is innovating things that men can take advantage of as far as appearance goes. Because I'll tell you, we don't have these things. We aren't marketed these things. But a contoured pouch and ball caddy? Can I tell you? I haven't even tried it yet. Did you know? But I'm ready. I want it. Please send it to me, HeadGum. and MeUndies. The micromodal sling keeps things separated and lifted.
So it'll stick to your leg.
Yes! It says here 9 out of 10 women swear this sophisticated brief technology will make you look huge.
Commercial. If you see pictures of rock stars in the 70s, they always look really big down
it's
there.
It's because of this technology.
Yeah, no one looks like that past 79. And I'm like, why? It's because they had...
That's right. MeUndies is bringing back... The glory of a contoured pouch and ball caddy.
I need it.
And that's what matters, right? And, okay, also, there's loungewear for everybody. And it isn't just about underwear over at MeUndies, believe it or not. You can get joggers, hoodies, and onesies, which are super comfortable, and I love them. And the fabric that they use on this stuff is as soft as a warm hug. And it's breathable, stretchy, and comfy. I wear it all day. I wear it all day. I never take off my underwear. Ever. For any reason.
So important to keep them on all day.
Important to keep them on.
All day.
All day. And if you shower in them and you lather them up with your soap, they'll never get dirty.
Yeah.
Because you're cleaning it while you clean your soap. It's like a part of your body. It is like weird science. So guys, good things come in big packages, ain't it? And at MeUndies for sure. So get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/banter. Huh? That's MeUndies.com/banter. For 20% off. Plus free shipping.
Oh, what?
MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
We love MeUndies.
MeUndies. Why don't you come to your senses?
I'll wear you all day.
And no one's gonna say a word. Okay. Here's my pitch.
Listening.
So I love MeUndies. I wear them all the time.
Yeah.
And I wish, you know what I don't like?
What?
It's pants.
Ugh.
And
get me started.
I don't like shorts. I don't like pants. I don't like them. I don't like that I have to wear these things. Mm-hmm. But underneath these things, I have a very comfortable pair of underwear that is form-fitting. It holds all the boys.
Yeah.
And I feel very comfortable, and I feel like I have a better range of movement.
Yeah.
So my pitch is this. An underwear that could be worn as outerwear as well.
I love it. I'm in because I too hate pants. It's hard being a guy. Let's get real.
And especially a guy who's got a little girth on him.
Yeah,
and I'm not talking just about the cock.
No. I got a big, big waist and a big butt over here.
There's a cushion for the pushing.
Yeah, I got a big butt in the wrong direction, into the wide direction.
Dude.
And
there's rolls and.
And then it's flat from the side for some reason.
Whatever creatures live on my body are like, this is a fucking treacherous field of big fucking hills that go into giant crevices.
Well, look at the ladies, they have the jeggings. We don't have anything.
None of us, because you know why? Because I'll tell you, men are insecure about their package being seen.
Yeah.
Even if they've got big guys, little guys. I know people that have unmanageably large penises.
Right.
And say it's a curse. And they don't want it.
You know these people?
I know these people.
I don't know anybody.
There
like
are neighbors. They're around us.
There are family members.
There's many of us.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, men don't want their junk to be on display. It's not like when a lady wants you to see their nice gat or big floppy mummy milker. Milky mommies.
Yes. And also, you know what? Some of us are growers, not showers.
Absolutely, some of us are growers, not showers.
I can't be growing all the time.
Yeah.
So I love this idea. I'm in on it. But here's the thing, Steve.
Let's talk about it.
They have to be designed cool.
That's like, what I'm saying.
That's why the Apple Vision Pro, it's never going to take on. That's why those Google goggles never take on. They didn't look cool. You got to make them look cool.
Dude, you're reading my mind.
Okay, how are they going to
look cool? Because I'm telling you, dude. As far as the Apple Vision Pro goes, if you want to talk about that for a second,
sure.
I told these motherfuckers, these fucking nerds,
Tim?
that are like Jong-un. I've talked to these fucking nerds that are like, well, I'll tell you, Steve, Apple Vision Pro is the future of computer technology. And I'm like, is it really? Or does it make you look like a big fucking walking ball sack?
I say the latter. That's my vote.
Because that, and that's what, and I'm telling you, man, it's important that these things look aesthetically cool because celebrities aren't going to put that fucking thing. You're not going to catch fucking Colin Farrell wearing an Apple Vision Pro.
If Apple Vision Pro looked like a pair of slick Wayfarer Ray-Bans, everyone would be wearing them right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. If it was as form design, as sleek as an iPhone.
Yes.
Sexy, rounded, glass, yeah. Shiny, nice.
Simple.
And I'm telling you, this thing's fucking huge. You look like a fucking nerd wearing
that
shit.
An idiot, I say.
Have you ever seen photos of celebrities using old technology? It's like my favorite thing.
Give me some examples here because I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. There's a picture of Bob Odenkirk and David Cross playing a Nintendo 64.
No, I don't. I've never seen this picture.
There's even like Aaron Carter with a Game Boy or something. I don't know. That's really funny shit. Anyway.
I've seen Siskel and Ebert play with Nintendo before, yes.
Okay.
It's great.
I've seen Siskel and Ebert have sex.
That's great too. And hot.
So, okay. Where were we?
Design must be cool for the outer unders.
I'm telling you, and I've pitched this to my friends, and they've been like, aren't you just talking about bicycle shorts? And I was like, okay, maybe. But here's what my design includes. Just so we don't have to be insecure about what we're rocking or not
right.
Downstairs, okay. There is a nondescript bulge built in to the shorts that no matter what size your penis is, no one's ever going to look at it like it's on display. Unless you want that. Some people want to walk around.
It could
around.
Be removable then. Maybe.
It's removable or there's different styles.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, I've asked people this. I've been at some of your shows.
Yeah.
And I've been like, I wish I could just be in my underwear right now. And I was like, so many people literally are no underwear wearing something that it barely covers.
You have to be a slave for fashion sometimes.
Genital, you do.
But sometimes you don't. So let's just let it all hang out and wear our underwear out on the outside.
I'm at the age, dude, where comfort is more important to me than style.
When I see a dude rocking basketball shorts and like a startup t-shirt, I say respect.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I say respect.
I'm jealous. Yeah. But dude, you're a stylish gentleman.
And it's uncomfortable.
I know, but you look great.
Thank you.
And it's a good look.
Thank you.
And it looks like you give a shit about your appearance.
You have amazing style. You always have the coolest shirts that have the coolest designs.
Well,
and you,
I do. I am like a big cartoon.
You have a
character.
Very good jacket collection.
I do have a good jacket collection.
Yeah, I would
That's
like to
why
go
I
hate this jacket. Yeah.
Son of the web.
New York, San Francisco, jackets all year round. LA, too hot. Too hot.
Yeah. Okay, so before. Because we're at an hour.
Oh, my God. Okay. Too much fun here.
But I know, dude. We could keep going. But I want to very quickly.
Let's do it.
I want, because you did a show that just came and went that I was so jealous I couldn't see and means a lot to me because I love Lost Boys.
Oh, that was one of the highlights of my life.
Dude, you have to talk about this a lot because. So. Lost Boys, if you don't know, Joel Schumacher movie from the late 80s, right? Like 88 or something. Or was it maybe early?
Yeah.
Was it early?
86.
Okay.
Which is right after middle.
Right after middle. So late 80s.
Yeah, late 80s.
Ladies.
Ladies. Hey, ladies.
87?
Oh, I was 1 year. That's definitely late 80s.
So, it's a wonderful vampire film that I love.
It's filmed in Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz. Yeah. And it looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Have you been to Santa Cruz lately? Oh, well, you were there for the show.
No.
Was
this
it
is
in
San Francisco. But
it should have been
yes,
Santa Cruz.
I saw Blue Oyster Cult there because they have bands on the pier during the summer.
When?
During the summer. And it was very.
Was that a recent thing?
The last couple of years, it's very, it looks the same as in the Lost
It does,
place.
And I love it. It's so gross and scary and sketchy, but I love it. Those are my favorite places.
Yes.
So anyway, there was a show.
Right.
And can I tell you really quickly that The Lost Boys is a movie I've watched for a very long time.
It's the best. It's the best vampire movie.
Maybe it is the best.
I think it's the best vampire.
It actually might be.
Yeah.
What is it? What's your favorite vampire movie?
Blackula.
I like Dracula. I like Bram Stoker's Dracula.
What's yours?
Kevin loves Blackula. What We Do in the Shadows. That's up there. And I love Bram Stoker's Dracula. And
that is a good-ass movie.
Dude, it's so weird. But I love all the practical effects.
He becomes a vampire by drinking blood from a cross. Doesn't even make sense. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I know.
It's neither here nor there.
Yeah, for sure. Religious guilt has a lot of weird imagery like that. But anyway, so Lost Boys is so good. I fucking love it. And I remember watching it a lot when I was a kid. And, dude, because I've always been a bonkers boy.
Woo.
And I'll give a honk out there for that. It's under a blanket. So anyway, it's the neighbor honking it. So anyway,
like a squeaky door, but go on.
There's a clown in the walls. And me and my buddies would watch Lost Boys all the time, and unironically, all the ways. We fucking loved. Is it Tom Morello? What's his name?
Tom Morello. Rage Against the Machine.
Is that fucking? Wait, no. Okay, no. What's his name? Tom something.
Tim. Capello.
God damn it! It was so close.
The sexy.
Wasn't I close?
Yeah, you were so close.
I was fucking Italians.
Three letters starts with a T.
Yep.
No.
I can get all these Italians.
How great is that? As you said, the guy from Rage Against the Machine. It's the best.
Okay, so Tim.
The Greek.
Tim Morello.
Tom Capello.
Tom Capello.
The
Acapello. Al Capello.
Do it, Rockapella.
Rockapella. Rockapella is going to sing the Carmen Sandiego
Ron
thing.
Ron Capella.
Okay, so.
Played Horshack on Welcome Back Cotter, Steve. That's the wrong guy. Tim Capello is the greased up, beautiful, naked saxophone player.
Okay, so,
New table.
Close enough. But that's who I met. And yeah. I know, but that
isn't he great?
That saxophone playing moment is legendary.
Got to
I
believe.
Mean, the guy is. I don't understand what's happening.
It's one of the wildest moments in movie history.
One of the
only Joel Schumacher could have. It could have only come out of the vision of Mr. Joel Schumacher.
Dude, that's the thing. It
one
is,
of the most gayest guys to ever make movies ever.
Dude, it is one of the most bizarre. Like, it's just one of the greatest moments in cinema.
I agree. It's up there.
It's so up there.
AFI's top 500 best
because
saxophone guys.
This guy is in a band. You're hearing the band first.
Yeah.
And you, dude, and by the way, I fucking love that song. Kevin's looking at it. He didn't know it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I fucking love that song.
You still believe?
I still believe,
yeah.
And I fucking looked, dude, when you couldn't find songs.
Right, it was hard.
I looked for that song for years and finally found like a fucking Winamp or like a Real Media file.
MP2, not even MP3.
And so I remember I fucking actually love that song. But in the movie,
it's a sick song.
You hear the song first, and then you see this guy, and he's the most muscular man you've ever seen.
Beautiful
no
body.
No shirt. Gorgeous. Yeah, this guy's oil.
He's a god.
This guy makes me want to flick my nipple off. This guy's oiled up. He's the most oiled up you've ever seen
dripping.
A guy. Like, I'm talking.
Dripping. His hair, everything.
Like, WWF wet wrestler, which I never understood.
Why is he oiled
wet,
up?
The wet, constantly wet dude with the wet hair.
Makes no sense.
Like, it's just such a funny, weird look to me. And to top it off.
It's a kink thing. It's a kinky thing.
To top it off. This motherfucker has a fucking saxophone, which you never see a muscular man even touch, let alone play.
Or a front man.
And he's a front man! Yeah. And he's playing the saxophone! And not only is he the muscliest man you've ever seen, the wettest man you've ever seen, he's also playing a fucking saxophone, and he's moving his hips.
Oh, the hip move.
In the most ridiculous way I've ever seen.
Let's just say it. He's fucking the air.
He's fucking his saxophone.
He's fucking his saxophone, which I've always wanted to do.
He is fucking his ex.
I've only fucked a
and
flugelhorn.
It's the funniest looking thing you've ever seen, and I love it.
And sexy.
And you were on a billing with this guy.
Oh my God. I performed on stage with him.
It was a tribute show, right? What is it? Explain.
So every year, the great organization, SF Sketchfest, the comedy organization. Yeah. They put together these tribute concerts. So they had a tribute to Twin Peaks and like the actors from Twin Peaks will
fucking cool.
And they have this amazing band.
Do you got are there drag queens involved? You guys need drag queens.
Oh yeah, Peaches Christ did this show with me.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Love it,
it's put together by this amazing band, my friend Allison from the band Dirty Ghosts and Mark Capel from the band American Music Club and people from Nick Cave's band are involved.
Dude, that's the thing. It's all these fucking weirdos.
The band's amazing. And so one of them was a tribute to the Lost Boys soundtrack.
Okay.
We're going to perform the whole soundtrack. Tim Capello's going to be there. Dude. He's going to sit in with the band.
But before you reveal what you did.
Okay.
Because I love you, man.
I love you, dude.
You're living an alternate life that I wish I could live. But I don't have the guts to be like, I'm going to fucking just put myself out there.
I
like
feel
this.
The same about you, though. It's the same exact thought I have.
You're an inspiration because there's a scene. Me. I love it. Mutual inspiration. That's what this show, whenever we have guests on
that's
the show,
what it's
it
about.
Is a mutual
that's what
inspiration.
It's freaking about, dude.
From your mouth to Tim Capello.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. He's still alive. But anyway, so there's a scene in Lost Boys where our boy Corey Haim, real rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Maybe he's down there, though.
He loves Japanese funk. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
He did a lot of
love Japanese funk. Anyway, go on. Yeah, I'll send that to you.
There's got to be a picture of Corey Haim with a Game Boy or a Nintendo or something. But anyway, he's in hell, though, for sure. Don't you think? If there's
no.
a hell. You think he's in heaven?
Yeah.
Really, you think Corey Haim's in heaven?
Yeah, because he was hurt as a young boy. Anyway,
oh, what a poor boy!
He was hurt. Hurt people hurt people.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, anyway, but I know he loved his bad stuff.
I didn't know that.
And I'll tell you, the Christians don't love that.
Maybe I don't know everything about
really?
Corey Haim.
I mean, come on, dude. The Coreys were like huge drug boys back in the '80s.
I used to work at a head shop, Dementia in the Valley, and Feldman would come in every day and buy tons of Whippets. This is in the public. This is in the public, so it was going in the store. So I don't feel like I'm dry. And this was also 25 years ago.
We could do a whole show on Corey Feldman.
I would Corey's like to be Angels. There for that.
Dude, honestly, next time you're on, we'll talk about because we were going to talk a lot about music and shit.
Their best movie they were in is The Lost Boys. Because they're in a lot of movies together. There's License to Drive, blah, blah, blah. But The Lost Boys is the one.
You know what's so funny? It's like there is a third guy there, but who the fuck is that guy?
Who remembers that guy?
Who is
the
that
other
guy?
Frog brother.
So anyway, in the movie, Corey Haim has this like kind of out of place weird scene.
Only Joel Schumacher could come up
and
with
he's like alone in the house and he's doing like a Kevin Arnold in Home Alone, like putting shaving cream on. Yeah. And he's like having a bath and he's singing this like old time, like this, what's the song called?
It's called
I Got a Man, or I don't know, whatever. What's it called?
It's called Why am I forgetting? It's by Clarence Frogman Henry, and it's called I Am a Man or something like that. What's it called?
It's a classic. Ain't Got a Home?
Ain't Got a Home. Classic song by Clarence Frogman.
Here, I'll play a little bit of
Henry?
It. Because we're not going to get a date. Who's the... This isn't... But you've heard it in, like, commercials and...
Yeah, yeah.
Because he sings like a frog in it.
I mean, it's a bop. It's a great song. And classic. So imagine Corey Haim, like, in a bathtub splashing around, and he's like, "Name that a hum," and he's singing. And then he gets in a bathrobe, and then he's got his hair up in a towel, and he's like, "I ain't got a man." And he's singing into
you
his...
just did it right when he did it. That's amazing.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, not yet. Okay, so I thought he did.
So he's singing into a brush, and I'm like, whatever, this scene's so weird.
So weird.
But whatever, I love that fucking movie, unapologetically. And you, sir... I didn't even know you were doing this.
Nobody did.
You
because it's not on the soundtrack. It's not on the soundtrack.
Dude,
record.
I love that.
They said, "Hey, we want you to sing a song in this." I'm like, "Please," because Alex Winter was involved too.
Dude,
who's my favorite? I love Alex Winter.
Alex Winter's the best.
He's the best.
We love him.
And I never have met him before, so this is me, Alex Winter, Peaches Christ, Tim Capello, etc.
Was he as oil? Did he oil up
for
the show?
Yeah, he oiled up for the show. Jesus, I have film of him backstage
so
oiling up.
So you were hanging out with these guys.
Yeah, yeah. But they asked me. They asked me.
Do you want to do a song?
They said, "What song do you want to do?"
Did you know
and
right away?
I didn't
want
to do "Thou Shalt." Like, I can't sing that.
Yeah,
shit.
Cry, little sister.
Yeah, I could, but I said, "There's this scene." No one even. They're like, "What are you?"
But
talking
everybody
about?
Wanted to do "Cry, Little Sister." Probably
everyone wanted to do "Cry, Little Sister." There's two bad NXS songs on the soundtrack.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they're you don't remember much except "I Got a Man" or "I Ain't Got a Home" and "Cry, Little Sister."
"Cry, Little Sister," and "I Still Believe."
Um, But I said, there's this scene where he's in the bathtub. Can I do that song? And they said, okay, we'll see. We'll learn it. And so.
Do we need to save a dog?
No, it's not, that dog was having fun.
That dog's okay?
Yeah, that dog.
I'll bust a door down, dude. Someone hurting a dog in this building?
They're shaving the dog.
It's a giant bee.
That's a Flobee.
Okay, so anyway.
I got to sing. So, yeah.
Were they like, okay?
Yeah. Allison, who is kind of the guitar player, and she is the guitar player in the band and a little bit of the band leader. She helps with the arranging and stuff. She said, we got you. So showed up the day of the show. We rehearsed
Perfect
it twice.
Perfect choice.
I didn't know, but he does three voices, Clarence. He does his regular voice. I ain't got a home. And then I can sing like a girl. And I can sing like a frog, which is hard to do live, like project it. Because it's got to be, you know?
Yeah.
But I did it, Steve.
Dude, and I've seen clips. I saw your clips.
It went down, and Tim Capello played saxophone the whole time. So I'd go, ooh, 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 ooh. And he'd go, ooh, ooh. And like we had a back and forth. And it was that's one of the moments where I go, like, I can't believe.
Like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I can't believe I did that.
Dude,
so thank you for acknowledging. You're my only friend that acknowledged.
I'm so happy for you. Like,
thanks, buddy.
I lived vicariously
thank you, buddy.
Through you.
Oh, I appreciate
like,
that.
Like, I didn't have FOMO. Like, you, because you're saying, like, I mean, there was a little FOMO because I wanted to be there. But seeing you do it, I was like, dude, what a dream. He must love this.
Thank you. Yeah, you could see the joy on my face.
It looks so fun.
I showed up on stage in a bathrobe and a towel and
the whole getup. I mean, it was perfect. It was, if you know Lost Boys, it was perfect.
And it was at the Great American Music Hall, which is like a place where I've seen some of my favorite concerts.
Dude,
I've seen Prince there. So it was, for me, it was like real special. You know?
So, and did people come up to you after and go like, dude, you killed it?
Yeah.
Like, they had to. Because
you know
that was,
I'm not even going
to
be humble.
You
have
to.
Yeah.
Because those are fans of Lost Boys.
Well,
there.
I tried it. I gave it a shot, and I was nervous as hell. So
I'm crazy.
I'm proud of that moment. Yeah. Thanks for acknowledging.
Of course, I loved it. Are you doing it again?
That was a 1 year thing.
That was a one off.
Hopefully next year I'll be asked back to one of the tribute shows, and I'm part of that family now. So that's really cool. You know, once you get in. So I'm excited to see.
Dude,
I'm
excited to see it. I'm excited to just see it happen.
I think you've been to SF Sketchfest before.
I have. Didn't we?
Yeah, Dynamic Banter.
Sketchfest or Dynamic Banter or something.
Something.
Fuck, I don't know. But, I don't even know what I'm, dude.
It's a great organ. It's a great fest. Everyone should go. It's everything you want to see comedy wise. Kids in the Hall, the state, they're always there.
Dude,
all those
love it.
Yeah.
Love it. I think Mike's done it or something.
Mike's done it before.
Yeah. Okay. Two
Thank
last
you,
quick things. Your cemetery tours.
Yeah, Hollywood Punk Rock Graveyard Tour, Punk Rock Graveyard Tour on
it's
Instagram.
So good. I want to do it. Should I do it?
Yeah, you should do
it. Is it a lot of walking? I'm scared.
It's easy. Just wear comfy shoes. But I wanted a tour of Hollywood forever that was the musicians.
And it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, who? I want to see where all the musicians are. Who does that tour? Nobody? Okay, I'll do it. So
love that.
I needed some money during the pandemic. And started that little, and I do it now just out of the love of it. I truly love walking around the cemetery.
I feel like that's all you do. All you do is for the love of it. Like everything you do is motivated by the love of it.
You try, right? That's how you keep happy as
sure.
a happy human being.
Yeah.
Creatively, I think.
Yeah.
If you love it. And I'm trying. It's hard.
Dude, you're doing great.
Thanks,
you're
doing great too.
I'm
watching
you in the audience and loving every minute of it. Even when I'm not in the audience, I feel like I'm in the audience. Because, you know, I'm the kind of guy that eats up the shit you make, pretty much. Because it's all bonkers and weird and fun.
You get me. You get me.
I totally get you.
Yeah,
we're on the same page.
On the house. Come on.
I would love to.
Come walk around.
I'll bring
cemetery.
My girlfriend.
Bring your girlfriend. It's a really nice walk. And then you'll know where everyone is. Because cemeteries are so dense. It's hard to know where everyone
it's
is.
It's true.
I'll show you where all the rockers are. And then you could show your friends. And you could do your own tour.
Oh, that's so sweet. You pass on the knowledge.
Yeah.
I remember the Culver City Cemetery, that one that's off of Slauson.
Yeah. Bela Lugosi's there.
Yeah, that's where Bela Lugosi is.
Sharon Tate's there.
I think John Candy. Is John Candy there?
I think he's there. No, he's at Forest Lawn.
He's at Forest
Lawn. But Darby Crash of the Germs is there.
I want to say, like, Vampira or Laurel Hardy or something?
Vampira's at Hollywood Forever.
Okay, I keep getting that wrong.
There's a lot of, I think there's like a couple Three Stooges and a couple Marx Brothers at Forest Lawn.
At Forest Lawn.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There are some comedians at,
do you
next,
throw
like
those
right,
in?
Right next to Sharon Tate, there's a couple comedians. No, I don't.
You're
just
all rockers. That's cool.
Yeah. I'll do a private tour anytime you
Oh, yeah.
The cemetery in Westwood is tiny. It's as big as this apartment, but everybody's there. Marilyn Monroe there. Roy Orbison, Frank Zappa, Dennis Wilson, Merv Griffin, Jack Lemmon, Rodney Dangerfield.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Whoa, I want to see that.
It's tiny. That place is amazing.
Okay, and then finally.
Peter Falk.
Columbo. Yeah. Is his glass eye in there, you think? Yes. You think it's in his skull, like sitting on his skull?
His grave says, just one more thing, ma'am.
That's I love it!
But Jack Lemmon's grave does says Jack Lemmon in ... and it's the ground.
Fucking
very
so
funny.
Great.
So
great.
Funny, right? Yeah.
The Penn and Teller
they're
grave.
Alive and well.
Yeah, but they have a grave that's like...
Oh, they do?
Yeah, well, Penn does. I didn't know this. And it's like an ARG. It's like a game that leads to his grave.
TCM just showed their 90s movie Penn and Teller Get Killed.
Penn and Teller Get Killed.
2 days ago, yeah.
What
that movie's
cult.
Never on TV.
Because, for very obvious reasons.
Yeah, it was on at 2 a.m. I'm like, I want to watch this.
Okay, last thing, your Disneyland tour.
Right.
So is this something you don't really talk about? Or because can you get in trouble for it?
No, they allow it.
They do? Yeah. Okay, well, to talk about
it. Well, I haven't done it for a while, but I was doing it for Atlas Obscura. And Atlas Obscura is like, if you want to know, if you're driving through Tucson, oh, I want to know where the weird Tucson haunted places are, you buy an Atlas Obscura book. They give tours too. They were looking for a Disneyland guy. And so I got suggested, and I wrote, this has got me started doing the tour guide
stuff. Oh, so this led to the cemetery.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I could do this. I could walk people around and talk about shit.
And the stuff that Disney wouldn't officially talk about.
Right, and I called Disneyland before, asked if they could.
Wow,
I could do
you
it.
You really did it.
Yeah, and they said, yeah, it's cool. Just everyone needs to pay their own way in. Don't bother anyone that's going there. Because it's a slippery slope if you start telling people they can't go to Disneyland and show people around. Right. Yeah, but they're like, just as long as you don't bother anybody, then you're good. And I am, so it's like the dark side of Disneyland. And I go like, here's where this person died. Here's where this person died.
I love that.
People love it. And, but there was one time where like, they had like one of the guys in like the ranger hats, like follow us around.
And be like, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah. He did the tour with us and he didn't say a word to me.
Really? Like, was it kind of nerve wracking?
Super nerve wracking.
Did you change your tour a little bit?
No, I did everything.
Good
as,
for
as
you.
Dark. And I'm like, this is where this lady got crushed between two walls, everybody. And everyone's like, whoa. But, that was a really fun, good tour and kind of made me fall in love back with the park.
And you said it had been a while since you'd been back and then you finally went back. Cause dude,
I went back last week.
We're done.
I'm priced out, yeah.
We are.
Yeah. We used to be able to afford APs and it was amazing. But no, it's hard for me to go there now.
And it's packed.
But I had a greatest time last week because I went during Star Wars night and it was not. So go to the special event nights because there's not many
lines.
It's
less people, yeah, that's the reason. Sure.
Everyone's too concerned with the stupid photo ops. You could just ride those rides, baby.
What? Okay, so and so we'll wrap up and say bye. Yeah, but I want to know, what is your most favorite celebrity interaction? Like what is the favorite question?
Well, this is a great question because what is celebrity, right?
Right. But to you,
I will tell you, I since I was a little boy, I saw him on MTV once and I fell in love with him and I got a weird obsession with the Mexican Elvis. So and now he's my friend, but I weaseled my way into it, like being friends with Elvis. So that's good. But I got to say, it's a Disneyland interaction. Next time we talk, I want to talk about celebrity interactions at Disneyland.
Because
I've had a couple of them. I saw Screech there being a total asshole.
Dustin Diamond
was being a prick.
Rest in peace, everyone. He died.
But I was in line for Space Mountain, and this tall, very handsome gentleman in a sports coat who smelled amazing, and he was with two young girls, went behind me, and I looked at him.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Keanu Reeves. He stayed in line for an hour.
In the regular people line. What a great guy.
People came up to him, asked him for autographs and pictures, and he was like, sure, no problem. Just stayed there the whole time.
We talked a little about Disneyland.
He loves Disneyland. I think that's probably it.
I've only ever heard his name, Space Mountain,
Keanu Reeves. That was amazing.
What a...
No, he was with like two nieces or cousins or something. Yeah.
Dude, what a sweet guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was very impressive and a lesson on how to conduct yourself.
Absolutely. And dude, Keanu Reeves is always a lesson on how to conduct yourself.
Because Kanye went there last week and
with his
girlfriend and she was barefoot the whole time. Like, you can't be barefoot in Disneyland.
That guy thinks he can do whatever he wants.
He was like in a spacesuit. She was barefoot.
All right. Well, Chalky.
Oh, thank
Corey,
you. Thank you. This was so wonderful. I love the show so much. It's a huge honor. This is like if you were asked to be a part of the Cirque du Soleil show, the Beatles Cirque du Soleil show.
This is like if you asked me to perform with you. With your bass shit.
Thank you.
That would be an honor.
Kevin, thank you so much. Thank you, Steven. Thank you. This was a blast for me. This is like performing at the Lost Boys show.
Oh, you son of a bitch. How dare you? Well, I loved having you, and
thanks,
I hope
buddy.
The audience loved you. And if not, they can go fuck themselves. Every single one
Thank
of you.
Thank you, audience, for loving me and hating me. And Mike, wherever you are out there, sending you love, homie.
Dude, yeah. And we got to have you on with Mike proper.
Woo!
And I'm sure, and we have so much to talk about
yeah,
still.
Yeah, we could keep going.
Let's do a whole, dude, I want to talk about the Beatles with you.
Oh my God, I could talk about
Wings,
the Beatles forever.
The new Wings album. Did you see the new Wings album that's coming out?
What do you think?
But I'm sure you've heard the bootleg a billion times already, or a few times.
No, I haven't. I'm not the biggest Wings guy.
Sure. I just like, whatever. But,
Denny Lane just passed away. Rest in peace, Denny Lane. Yeah.
Rest in peace. Oh, that was a short one. All right.
Dustin Diamond, Denny Lane.
Fuck Dustin Diamond.
He's an asshole on Tom Sawyer's Island.
I don't like it.
Rest in peace, though. All right,
Chalky,
thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Any plug? You want to plug? I know you plugged a lot, but you want to plug more?
Birthday party show is at Cantor's Kibitz Room May 10th with Suburban John.
Oh, you're doing the Willy Wonka thing.
I'm doing the Willy Wonka thing.
With the Wonka girl, with the Oompa Loompa girl.
Yeah, the Oompa Loompa girl. That's this Sunday in LA. That's probably, this will come out after that, but yeah, they're trying to do a meme event. I heard
that Nathan Fielder and some other comedians were putting together another Wonka thing. Was that this?
I don't know. He has nothing to do with this.
I
want to say this. He has nothing to do with this one.
Yeah. But what is it going to be? Guys,
so I have a show at Cantor's May 10th. And then I'm playing at the Moroccan Lounge on May 22nd in LA with Frightwig. Kurt Cobain is wearing a Frightwig shirt in the Nirvana Unplugged concert. He was a big fan. So they're exciting. They're in a legendary band. So check out.
Dude, I love every time I see you, it's the beginning of a show and you're like, dude, you're never going to believe it. The guy that fucking started, you know, the fucking.
The guy that's from the old drummer Devo is right here. No one knows that I'm Steve.
And you're like, I'm performing with this guy.
But I love old punk shit. That's my favorite shit, you know?
Well, yeah, it's the best. All right, Chalky. Thanks for coming on the show.
I love you guys so much.
We'll have you back, baby. All right, I promise.
This is the greatest
All
day
right,
of my life.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love to sing. I sing like a girl. And I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.